You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. West End Jazz Band, Burning the Iceberg. Well, that's the way to do it, see? If you want to melt the snow, you play like that, and that is so hot, you just can't possibly miss it. And I've played that selection, though not that recording, on a previous show, and I played the recording that was done the day before this one. This one, in fact, is from that small extended play LP, 7-incher from Rivermont, the Rivermont sampler. And there's a slight difference because in the personnel of this one, you have the leader, Mike Beeson, playing the cornet, but the and Andy Shum is on the drums. But You have Frank Alteri on trombone, John Otto on reeds, Leah Beeson on the banjo, Mike Walbridge on the tuba. And that was recorded on the 16th of May, 2010. Well, I have the recording from very near then. And it was a good recording, too. It was the day before, and it was really... nice to have a contrast, and that's a great recording. And I don't think that's available anymore, so I don't mind playing it. Before the West End Jazz Band, amazing West End Jazz Band, and please visit their site, we had Dan Levinson's Transatlantic Sextet, If Winter Comes, from 2008, was recorded then. And, of course, some amazing musicians on that side, too. You had Dan Levinson on the on all the saxes, because he can play all of them. Vince Giordano on bass sax. Nick Payton, tenor. Paul Lindemeyer, tenor sax. Alex Mendham, alto. And Bob Wilbur, the legendary Bob Wilbur, on alto and soprano saxophones. And that was If Winter Comes. And don't worry, it's here. And I'm here, too. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and we are trying to turn up the heat a brief notch here. So let's begin to do that. Here's, this guy's still in the snow. I hate to say it, but this guy's really suffering. Charles Nebel, recording in St. Louis in 1925 on OK. What a sad one this is. So, just live with it. Somebody said I shouldn't say that, but I'm saying it. Just live with it. Little Joe.
As I stroll along in New York's room, I met a poor boy who was singing a song. Although he was singing, he wanted more bread. Although he was singing, he wished himself dead. I spoke to the poor boy out in the snow. He had no shelter, no place to go, no mother to guide him. In the grave she lies low, cast down on the cold street was poor little Joe. Cold blew the blast, down came the snow. He had no shelter, no grave she lies low, cast out on the cold street was poor little Joe. A carriage passed by with a lady inside. She looked at poor Joe and saw that he cried. He followed the carriage, but she had no smile, but fondly caressed her own little child. She looked on the waves and thought it quite odd that the poor ragged orphan was forgotten by God. She could see by the light as it shone on the snow, the pale deadly features of poor little Joe. The lights have gone out and the clock has struck one. Long came a policeman whose duties were done. I could tell by the sound of his dull heavy tread, you would think he was sinking in the graves of the dead. Oh, what is this? The policeman said, it is poor little Joe. On the ground he lies dead, with his eyes turned to heaven, all covered with snow. Died out on the cold street, dead poor little Joe.
Thank you. congregation of deacons from a hard-tail congregation called on Parson Brown. Seemed that someone had volunteered information about some scandal that was going around, and they thought was really unbecoming to a preacher, and begged him to state his case. He looked them all over one by one, and then told them to their face, "Brothers, it ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Leave me alone. What I do in church, you all can see. So never mind worrying about me privately. It is nobody's business but my own. I hope you hear it, man." This delegation of deacons couldn't come to no conclusion, that is, about the case in hand. They didn't argue too much because they figured they might lose him, and they all liked their preaching man. So, at last, they come to the pint and told him, "You have to stop or resign." He says, "Now, brothers, I ain't no diplomat, but listen here, let me tell you all what's on my mind. It ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. There's a time to preach and a time to shout. And there's a time a man's got other things he wants to think about. And it ain't nobody's business but my own. Think about yourself. Because it ain't nobody's business but my own, what I do when my preaching's through. So kindly please stop messing around my home. Just leave me alone. When a flock of sisters seek my dough, your deacons get sold, but it ain't nobody's business but my home. Now, do you hear me? Good evening, good night, goodbye."
Lannan Orchestra, Sam Lannan, of course, not Lester or Howard, but Sam. I'm Somebody Nobody Loves, 1923, on a, boy, that's a nice okay. Very nice sound on that. And in the same Somebody and Nobody vein, we had Burt Williams, with a reference to his big hit, of course, in here. It's Nobody's Business But My Own, from 1918. That's on a Columbia, which was his exclusive company at that time. Beginning with Charles Nivelle, Little Joe, whom nobody did love, apparently, and nobody minded his business. That was 1925. This is Radiola, and I'm minding my business, and it's nobody else's business except mine. And that's fine with me, but it's a good business, and I'm going to stay in this business. Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your bad businessman. Proceeding with Ted Lewis and his band, 1925. Well, you wouldn't want to say this time of year, especially with what's been going on. And I'll bet the people who are there wish they were somewhere else. But here's Ted with I Wished I Was in Peoria.
Thank you. am I, just you and my Miami moon. Drifting on till dawn, sweetheart, upon a blue lagoon. Under stars above, we'll dream of love, for it is June. You and I, a lullaby, and my Miami moon.
Thank you.
Ted Wallace and his campus boys. It sounded like a lot of Smith Ballou in there. And that, of course, is the California Ramblers. I might as well, I could do a whole show of California Ramblers and not have one recording by them on the label. That would be interesting. But that was the Maine Stein song. You don't want to go to Maine either, by the way. 1930. Not this time. You know, wait till it warms up a bit. Nice and gets nice and muddy. Stein song. Nice hot clarinet solo by, I think, Jimmy Dorsey right near the end. They put it in that, managed to switch to 4/4 time in there to give it a reason to be. Then back to 6/8. What's wrong with 6/8 anyway? Before that, Billy Hayes and his orchestra, a very strange song, Sam Lannon group. Irving Kaufman singing My Miami Moon, 1928, and you never hear that one either. It's a good song, though, yes. A lot of people want to go down to Miami about now. Before that, Ted Lewis, I Wished I Was in Peoria, said the masochist, 1925. Either that or he's got a snowplow and he wants to make some money. This is Radiola, and I don't have a snowplow, so I'm doing this instead. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just doing what I can. We're going to proceed and continue with Milton Charles on the organ, Ned Miller singing Sweethearts on Parade. Oh, boy, 1928. Nice organ, and marching along.
Thank you.
If you will be still, I'll tell you some news about, what do you suppose, Mother Goose. Mother Goose said she could, if we would just be good, show us how her children go out on parade. Each one will appear real, real soon. They'll be here. What's that? It's a drum. My goody, here they come. Little Jackie Horner leaves his corner with a plum upon his thumb. And he merrily beats a plum upon his drum. Mary so contrary isn't so contrary as she used to be. For she laughingly follows him to have some fun. Old Mother Hubbard comes next, right behind Silver Simon, with nothing on his mind. Peter Piper blows his pipe, and with the farmer in the dell, Humpty Dumpty fell, and the crowd began to yell. Look at Peter Punkinita marching with the King of France. Jack Sprat eats no fat, does a funny little dance. Polly put the kettle on, it's smiling at a little pin boy blue. Cross Pat sees her smile and starts smiling too. There's Tommy Tucker, and look, old King Cole. Everybody loves him, the merry soul. No one else is coming now, my children, so I really am afraid. We're through, say adieu to the Mother Goose Parade.
Depression is in Trinidad. Maintaining a wife isn't very hard. Though depression is in Trinidad, maintaining a wife isn't very hard. Well, you need no ham, no biscuit, no bread, for there are ways that they can be easily fed. Like the coolies on Baji Pillori, Dalbat and Dalpuri, Chana Parata and the Alu Ketal Curry. I want you young men to realize that these are the days to economize. Though your wife may need a crab and a callaloo, stew beef or pork and pound planting too. But the time is too hard to get that today. And so you got to feed the wife the easiest way, like the coolies. Baji, Pillori, Dalbat and Dalpuri, Chana, Parata and the Alu Ketal Curry. Today one can hardly get salt fish, much less to get a nice beefsteak dish. But remember we have got oyam and couscous, don't talk about a ton load of other bush. You boil them together and make your melee, and then you have a champ and feed every day. Or otherwise, Baji Pillori, Dalbat and Dalpuri, Chana Parata and the Alu Ketal Curry. Be people say, if you cannot get mommy, well, make up your minds to suck your granny. So if you cannot get your carpet, so your counterpin, I mean your pretty shoes, your silk and satin. Remember the 15 cents was she gone for cents a yard. Prince to make your night long and otherwise. Paji Pilori, Dalpat and Dalpuri, Chana Parata and the Aluketal Curry.
The Roaring Lion, 1936, or The Lion, if you want to, was probably on the label, from Calypso's from Trinidad, on our Huli Barji Palori. A little bit of wedding march in there, because there seems to be a beat there. A little marching stuff going with that, wherever you're walking. And that's, yes, how to eat when you ain't got the money. That's Indian food will do it to you. That's good stuff. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, Austin Young, going through the whole litany of all those characters from Mother Goose on the Mother Goose Parade, 1928. And you never hear that one. Well, maybe because Bix isn't on it. That's why that one never gets played, but there it is. Milton Charles on the organ, Sweethearts on Parade, 1928, Ned Miller, whoever that was, vocalizing. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., whoever I am, doing the show, as always, every week. Playlists are easily found at radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into Google, and you might just hit something there. Here's we're going to leap into the future, or at least ahead, a notch or two. Tommy Ladnier and his orchestra, your Sidney Bechet on here, Mez Mesro's in there. Great group from 1938, Really the Blues.
Thank you. discover someone to care for me, a perfect lover. I'll just hold me tenderly. Will someone ever sing me a love song while we dance? And will the music bring me romance? Will there be someone whenever skies are gray to kiss my lonely tears just off the way? And will that someone be all I dream my love would be? Someone odd just to care for me.
I've heard since the swing began. Oh, swing, Mr. Charlie. Oh, swing, Mr. Charlie. No one can swing it like you do. I can't get enough of that swingable stuff. Oh, swing, Mr. Charlie, just swing.
Louis King Garcia, that's who that was, and his swing band Don Darcy on the vocal Swing Mr. Charlie, 1936. And I have already stated my hypothesis, which is mine and belongs to me, that Don Darcy was the vocalist on the Tempo Kingsides, and that has, you know, just sort of been like dropping a rose petal into a well, but some people have taken it up, and if you want to take up the cudgels, they're right over there, and I'm not going to bother with No, they have to be cleaned first, but just take them up. Before that, is by way of direct comparison, Tempo King and His King of Tempo, is Kings of Tempo, Someone to Care for Me, 1937. And, yeah, it sounds like the same guy. I just bought a couple of 78s that John Arcisi, a.k.a. Don Darcy, recorded under his own name. So we may do some of that stuff later. And also I've found some of the items he recorded with Boyd Rayburn in the mid-1940s under Don Darcy. So here he was definitely a protean figure, just constantly changing himself to fit whatever idea he wanted to present, but God knows what the heck is going on there. Before that, Tommy Ladney and his orchestra, heard nice Sidney Bechet in there, really the blues, and Tommy was great on cornet too, from 1938. And I think Teddy Bunn might have been in there. I believe he was. Not gonna say any more than that. This is Radiola, and this boy, yes, why not? We're enjoying this. It's we've shoveled and the endorphins have worn off, but I think they're coming back. We're proceeding with Leighton and Johnstone, Love and Bloom, 1934, and if you can bloom in this, you can bloom anywhere.
Never known such ecstasy. Am I on earth? Am I in the heavens? Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh no, it isn't the trees. It's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the stars right into my room? Oh no, it isn't the spring. It's love in bloom. My heart was a desert. You planted a seed. And this is the flower, this hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream, the joy supreme that came to us in the gloom? You know it isn't a dream, it's love in bloom. Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh no, it isn't the trees, it's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the stars right into my room? Oh no, it isn't the spring. It's love in bloom. My heart was a desert. You planted a seed. And this is the flower. This hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream, the joy supreme that came to us in the gloom? You know it isn't a dream, it's love in bloom. Love in bloom.
and you as happy, sweet, sequestered days, olden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love, then gay you. Flaming life, forsooth, was mine. Sad am I, glad am I, for today I'm dreaming of yesterday.
Joan Edwards and her orchestra, just a small group, but they sounds good. Yesterday's beautiful, beautiful song, 1940, and that's a nice sound on that. She's a great pianist. Whoever those other musicians are, I'd love to know. There are some experts out there who really can tell by listening. I wouldn't presume to judge without knowing. So I don't know. I'm just going to say they sound really good on there. From about 1940, late 39. Leighton and John Stone, Love and Bloom from 1934. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I try not to judge, but sometimes I just can't help it. I just can't help it at all, but it'll all be fine. Frank and Milt Britton's orchestra, with Scrappy Lambert singing this on a Romeo. And I think this is appropriate to finish up tonight. One more kiss, and then good night.
Long night of rest, may my dreams be caressed either one I'd of the best. One more kiss, then good night, dear. In your arms, hold me tight. And as long as we live, we'll take and we'll give one more kiss, and then good night.